Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Harris moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to third for the out. Kaline scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Bridges moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Keen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards first. Wirtz catches it and steps on first to double up Keen. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Daly reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Yost reaches second base with a double. Bowling moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Yost scores. Maxwell moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Button reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Keogh goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berberet moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berberet moves to third. Bridges moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-2 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Berberet scores. Bridges moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Keene reaches second base with a double. Leo Keeley now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kaline is walked intentionally. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Gale Harris. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Osborne now playing first base. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bridges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Bridges moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly throws to third and has Bridges trapped. There's the throw to Budden, who tags Bridges for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 3 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. 1 out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bridges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Bridges reaches second base with a double. Berberet moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 4 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.